I think most students, when they enter the university, they don't really know what the possibilities are. The demand for researchers in the United States is very, very high. Something like 50% of the graduate students in the sciences in the United States are foreign. There's a huge demand, but students don't know that. And there's good jobs too. Students don't know that. And they think also that to be a scientist means that especially in physics, you're just going to go and calculate things. You're going to do just theory work. But that's not true at all. You know, there's a lot of engineering that goes along with it. There's lots of experimental work. And really is a lot of fun. And if people, once people do that for the first time and do this sort of, you know, kind of work where it's really focused towards an end, and they work with their hands, or if they're they're doing computational work, they're trying to calculate something that's real, it really hooks them. And it sort of gives them a different view of what's going on. And actually, one thing I've noticed is many of these students, when they get started in research, it improves their grades. Because all of a sudden they get a new sort of interest in their classes, because now they know what this is really good for and why they're doing it, as opposed to just getting a degree. You know, I mean, it becomes interesting to them. And when people are interested in something, the level of performance automatically increases. There's no doubt. And therefore, I think it's very important, you know, for West Virginia and the United States to do this, because we need people to do these kind of things. There is a demand, and so it's important in that respect.